Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Happy Friday, everybody. Brent Hesse joining me is Noah Cassidy.
Oh,
Noah,
how are you doing? You know, it's the good old Friday. It's I got a special announcement I'll make here in just a little bit as well. But regardless of that, it is a great Friday. How are
yes,
you doing?
It is. Good. I'm excited for our Did You Know show and it's fun weekend, Christmas time, all of it coming together.
All of it coming together. So today, mine's going to be a twofer.
Twofer.
All right. So once again, if you've been with us all week, I've been telling you that we're doing ciphers and manuscripts, things like that today. And we're doing two of them because there were six and I'm not going to save one for next week. So we'll just do two of them. So the grand finale. The little announcement that I want to go ahead and make actually ties into the beginning of this. So this one is called the Capella cipher, okay? And it is just like the Van Nish manuscript, which we talked about 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so the announcement is actually, if you weren't tuned in 2 days ago and you're curious about what I'm kind of talking about here, is on the first of the year. Well, no, it won't be on the first because I actually am leaving for vacation. It will be at the beginning in January of this next year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be posting all of our Did You Knows from episode one when the show started for the very first time right at a year ago.
Yeah.
We'll be putting all of them on the website so you can go and reminisce and go listen to all the different ones. I've been working on getting all those loaded in.
That's awesome.
And so we'll be posting all those for y'all to be able to go back and listen to those Did You Know shows. So those will be available there at the beginning of the 2024 year. But anyways, we'll get into the Capella cipher right here. So it's just like the Van Nish manuscript, which was the one that had a bunch of weird animals and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And people are kind of skeptical
if it's
real, and they have no idea how to decipher it, right? So it's kind of just like that, but this one is centuries old, book filled with unusual writings, symbols, and diagrams. But this one at least has proven to be got some legitimacy to it, unlike the other one, of course. So it's still mysterious. There's some information that's not completely put together. But going off of assumption that its language was actually German-based, a University of Southern California, the machine translation expert dove into the 75,000-character text and determined that its Roman characters stood for spaces and that symbols with similar shapes represented the same letter. With help from two European academics, so I mean we're going nationwide getting people all over the place, they helped refine crucial areas of transition and translations. The 105-page book was revealed in 2011 to be the work of an 18th-century secret society, opening a window into one of the underground orders that populated the Western world during the Age of Enlightenment. So this is a pretty important actual manuscript that they've kind of found, this cipher here, that could unlock secrets of some underground societies. So that's that one. I got one more for you as ESPN is alerting me of things. All right, we have the 340 cipher. That's what it's called, the 340 cipher.
340.
The Zodiac Killer earned a place in pop culture lore for murdering at least five people in the San Francisco Bay Area in the late 1960s. A lot of people know about that.
Yep.
For the encoded messages he sent out to thumb his nose at authorities, he kind of wanted to showboat to them. Well, it was never knowingly captured. In fact, a team of three amateurs at least solved one aspect of the mystery in late 2020 by cracking a 340-character cipher of letters and symbols mailed to the San Francisco 51 years earlier. Using a computer program to run 650,000 possible combinations, the team eventually found legible words by splitting the message into three parts and reading the letters diagonally. The results corresponded to other messages from the author as well. So two other ciphers attributed to the Zodiac Killer's remain unsolved, and while some claim to have unveiled the words within, these messages are actually still considered too short to produce any verifiable answers. So it kind of might be on the break of figuring some
That's
of
crazy.
It out. But, I mean, that was still 2020. We're almost 4 years later now. and still hadn't completely put it together, but it looks like we're starting to.
Well, whenever they do, I'm sure, together. You know, there have been so many like Netflix documentaries and stuff. I'm sure Zodiac Killer is going to get a whole new one.
Probably. I'd actually imagine so, especially if they come in to figure it all out. Right. They'll probably get another
more
one.
Details to,
they'll probably find out the dude's dead by now. And maybe even find bodies or something. Yeah. You never know. You never know.
That's wild, yeah. It's, you know, it's one thing when you're talking about those ciphers that are 200, 300 years old. It's like, right. Okay, it's cool, but it's not really relevant anymore. But now when you talk about something like that that happened here in America.
I mean, long ago.
Yeah. Definitely hits to home. Well, now for my Did You Know show today. So did you know that two places in the world use exclamation marks in their names?
What?
Yeah, so there's...
One of the Koscheks?
That's
probably not right.
They're cities, and they have exclamation marks that are actually officially part of their name.
Okay.
So the first is a village in southwestern England called Westward Ho, and Ho is spelled H-O exclamation points.
All right.
And so it wanted to capitalize on the popularity of the identically named 1855 book by Charles Kingsley, so they wanted to name their village Westward Ho with an exclamation point, and it's become a notable tourist destination. It's on the scenic coastline and famed Pebble Ridge, and so people like to visit this Westward Ho.
So if you wanted to shout Westward Ho on a piece of paper, do you have to put two exclamation points?
Yes, we loved Westward Ho, exclamation point.
Right, you got to put two of them because that's the official name, and then you're actually going to have to put the punctuation in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's another place in southern Quebec, Canada, called St. Louis du Ha-Ha. And this one actually has two exclamation points.
One after each ha.
No
way.
So that place in Quebec isn't exactly a bustling tourist destination, but it is another place that has the explanation points right in the name, and it comes from the archaic French term "le haha," which indicates an unexpected obstacle or dead end. So that's why they use that in the name.
Huh.
So there you go.
Right there.
And if you want to visit one of those places with the explanation point in their name, you got Canada or Britain. So pretty interesting stuff. On the Did You Know show here today, learning about a couple more ciphers and some interesting punctuated cities. Come on back next week for another episode of the Did You Know show.